Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting second. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Moeller. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Eric Fox. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brett reaches second base with a double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford bunts towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. Henderson moves to third. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Welch covering. Safe. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Wilkerson steals second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moeller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to third. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. Howard scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moeller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-0 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. Conine strikes out. There goes McFarlane. The throw from Steinbach to second, and McFarlane is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Moeller fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive for a single. Bordick moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Jose Canseco. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reddy hits a line drive beyond second. Wilkerson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Steve Shiflett now pitching. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive towards short. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive for a single. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Bordick moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Vince Horsman now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. Jeffries moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McFarland hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 2 in the game. Conine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Fox batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarland fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reddy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson strikes out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. McRae scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wilkerson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conine is 0 for 3 in the game. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Magnant now pitching. Eric Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. 2 outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reddy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reddy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wilkerson reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Wilkerson moves to third. One out. Brent Main pinch hits for David Howard. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Main strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilkerson scores. It's 8-6, Athletics. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jeffries moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.